You can now switch your car insurance directly to TVA by using Takaful Brunei Mobile and choose a variety of packages suited to give your car the protection it needs. Stand a chance to win prizes worth over $250,000 every 2 months when you participate in any products through Takaful Brunei Mobile. Download and register your Takaful Brunei Mobile today and take advantage of these great deals. Terms and conditions apply.
Takaful Brunei, together we protect.
Towards a Better Ramadan is brought to you by Takaful Brunei. Together, we protect.
Salam to all KFM listeners. This is Ustaza Hanisa. Today, I'd like to take everyone into a spiritual journey towards a better Ramadan. As promised, this year, I will make it a point to share at least one saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day, for his words contain profound wisdom, guidance, and morality, and for his words transcend time and is a huge part of our religion. Narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, if there was a river at the door of one of you in which he takes a bath 5 times a day, would you notice any dirt on him? They replied, not a trace of dirt would be left. He said, that is the 5 obligatory salah. Allah obliterates all sins as a result of performing them. Sahih al-Bukhari. Subhanallah, this is indeed one of the beauty of this religion, that the door for repentance, the well for us to cleanse ourselves, are always open. We are always given the opportunity, and it is not just there, but we are always reminded to go there. Just go there. If you fall into sin again and again, just go there. Obliterate your sins. In another hadith narrated by Tabarani and Al-Hakim, one day, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, if I sin, will it be written? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, it will be written. So the man asked again, what if I ask for forgiveness? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it will be erased. The man asked again, what if I sin again? Rasulullah answered briefly, it will be written. The man asked again, what if I ask for forgiveness? Rasulullah said, it will be erased. The man knew he was repeating himself. So he asked, Ya Rasulullah, until when will Allah keep on erasing sins? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will never get tired of giving forgiveness until you are tired of asking for forgiveness. Subhanallah. What we have to understand is that the most dangerous effect of sin is that it removes all the willpower or confidence in ourselves to ask for forgiveness from Allah. Because in the famous story about the man who murdered not one, not two, or just even a dozen people, he slew 100 people. Yet what saved him was that he still has in his heart to return to Allah. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri reported, he was directed to a monk. He came to him and told him that he had killed 99 people and asked him if there was any chance for his repentance to be accepted. He replied in the negative, and the man killed him also, completing 100. He then asked about the most learned man on earth. He was directed to a scholar. Now, the murderer is referred to a reliable scholar. He, the murderer, told him that he had killed 100 people and asked him if there was any chance for his repentance to be accepted. The scholar replied in the affirmative and asked, "Who stands between you and repentance? Go to such and such land. There you will find people devoted to worship of Allah. Join them in worship and do not come back to your land because it is an evil place." So he went away, and hardly had he covered half the distance when death overtook him. And there was a dispute between the angels of mercy and the angels of torment. The angels of mercy pleaded, "This man has come with a repenting heart to Allah." And the angels of punishment argued, "He never did a virtuous deed in his life." Then there appeared another angel in the form of a human being, and the contending angels agreed to make him arbiter between them. He said, "Measure the distance between the two lands. He will be considered belonging to the land to which he is nearer." They measured and found him closer to the land of piety, where he intended to go. And so the angels of mercy collected his soul. Narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. This story, it's a very famous story in Islamic culture. Some narrated that the earth even moved so that the distance for him to the land of piety is closer. The point is, no matter how big you think your sins are, never ever give up on yourselves. Some people may give up on you, like what the monk did. Maybe they have the right to do so. I mean, I cannot imagine being in the same room with someone who killed a person, let alone be the one who killed 100. But you have to remember, you are not dealing with humans. You are dealing with Allah, the Most Merciful. So in this Ramadan, always pray for Allah's forgiveness. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are certainly the most forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive me.
Towards a Better Ramadan was brought to you by Takaful Brunei. Together, we protect.
Sis, aku ni kan mau pindah takaful kereta aku ke TBA bah. Kan mencuba ku, mana tahu dapat menang RM15,000.
Boleh eh, aku hari itu sudah pindah. Pakai takaful Brunei Mobile saja. Mana lagi payah ke kaunter durang ke apa lagi.
Oh, jatuh saja, pakai saja takaful Brunei Mobile.
Ngam, perlu insurans kereta? Pakai takaful Brunei Mobile.
Sertai mana-mana produk TBA dan TBK melalui takaful Brunei Mobile bagi mendapatkan peluang untuk memenangi wang tunai sebanyak RM15,000 setiap 2 bulan. Tertakluk pada termada syarat.